I'm afraid a lot of railway managers never travel in a train. That has been made worse by this ticketing problem. And I'm sure if they used the railway more, they'd be more alert to its shortcomings. But it's going to be very difficult to eliminate. Partly, I think people are being worked so hard now. That's true all over the industry generally. People are always complaining that there's no time to do anything. You go by a car because it saves time, or it appears to save money. It doesn't always really, because you don't get any work done on the way. But you have reached a situation where on-train staff do a lot of travelling and they do know what's going on. But a lot of their managers don't. They don't sit in the trains very much. They don't chat to the staff on the ground as much as I think they should. And of course, again, there's a complete difference in the signalling. I mean, that's been around for some time. It's merely become accentuated in many places. I mean, when I was in Glasgow, even then we had no signalling centres between Motherwell and Carlisle. It had all been redone. There was nobody on the ground. No signalman, that is, not very many people on the ground at all. And I think that's something you've got to accept, that mechanisation of track maintenance has meant just that, that there aren't going to be people on the ground. And when something goes wrong and you need them, it's going to take time to get them there. And the answer is, of course, not to have so many things go wrong. That's a matter of how you maintain things. And I think at last things do seem to be happening. The rail track has realised that preventative maintenance and better equipment does in fact save money and time in the long run, and that of course goes for BR's maintenance policy. Generally it was always the cheapest possible one, which isn't necessarily the long-term most economical one at all. But and of course the other thing that was wrong with BR in particular, we had so much obsession with expenditure and so little relationship between expenditure and revenue. Nobody really pulled together the fact that if you spent this money, you might expect to get that money back. It was reduce expenditure, and the consequences of doing it, which maybe didn't come till later,